Yeah, it's based on the scoreline of St Julian's 121, Maitland Marathon Door 1-6. The home side were beaten by 7 points in the first half and beaten by 8 in the second. And even though the scoring went up, as the game opened up, you know, the talent that Julian's had just coming to the fore. You know, it was Julian's missing a couple of players there indeed today, but the squad that came on, 3 players coming off the bench, 10 points as well, 11 different scores across the board for St Julian's. And I say the scoreboard actually won't stop working here in the St Julian's side. I know when it got to 117, it didn't move after that. I'm looking at it now, it's still 117 to 1-4. Things seem to stop there. I think the scoreboard guy kind of gave up, like maybe a lot of us did, because certainly the result was never in doubt. It did finish up 121 to 1-6. When you were last with us, it was 115 to 1-4. Conor O'Donnell kicking a point after that. Peter Devine coming up with a score for St Julian's. And then off the bench, Conor O'Donnell Jr. kicking on with a point, as well as Conor O'Donnell Sr. then chipped in with a point. Niall O'Donnell kicking a couple of scores in that second half. And really, it was all too easy for St Julian's, to say. A very well-conditioned side and squad, you know, very well drilled. It was a tough assignment for Bundoor today, particularly after the defeat last week. I think last week's game was a game they would have earmarked that they could win, and I suppose it was tough for them to be defeated by their neighbours, Ayr. So it was always going to be difficult for them today, and a St Julian's team coming with great form. As I say, Sean Patton and goal, some of his kickouts were exceptional in the second half. As I say, but they had, you know, right under the opposition's 45, and you know what we got out of this game, it's hard to know. As I don't think Bundoor respect to win the game. You know, Union's obviously champions, you know, flexing their muscles here. It was all too easy for them. It was more a shooting practice type game. I mean, they racked up a massive score, 121 in this game. And as I said in the previous section where you came to me, that, you know, the championship so far, what I've seen of it hasn't kicked off. And it doesn't look like going, we're going to really get championship football from what we know it and what we love until we get to the quarterfinal stage. So a bit of shadow boxing in between times, and certain teams looking, I suppose, at fixtures and deciding, right, that's a game we can win. That's a game that's going to be out of our reach, which is a pity in the competition. I'd say maybe too many teams in it here, but certainly for the next round of games where I'm at here on my own, there's going to be a championship draw, so there's a bit of activity in and around me, and I will bring you an update of that draw when we get it here, Owen. But as I say, from Gaelic Park here, St Julian's victors, a comfortable victory, 121 to Bundoran's 1-6.